with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's willingness to consider war with Iran has divided some of his staunchest allies. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Leading voices within the president's MAGA movement are split when it comes to possible military action against Iran. Some of the president's top supporters are upset. But White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said,
"Nobody should be surprised by the president's position that Iran absolutely cannot obtain a nuclear weapon."
The president this week said he's not looking for a fight with Iran, but if it's a choice between fighting and them having a nuclear weapon, he said you have to do what you have to do. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel's defense minister threatened Iran's supreme leader after Iranian missiles damaged a hospital in southern Israel and hit residential buildings near Tel Aviv. At least 240 people were wounded. Meanwhile, Israel struck a heavy water reactor linked to Iran's nuclear program. The rebuilding of one of the nation's oldest black churches started today with a ceremonial groundbreaking in Virginia. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
An African Baptist church is being rebuilt at Colonial Williamsburg. Janice Candidate of African American Community Engagement says the new structure will recognize one of the oldest black congregations in the country.
1776 is when we formally have the organization of a church, or is documented.
The original meeting house was destroyed by a tornado in 1834, and a larger church was built in 1856. It was demolished in 1957 and was eventually turned into a parking lot. I'm Donna Warder.
Hurricane Eric has made landfall in the western part of Oaxaca State in Mexico. It's now been downgraded to a tropical storm. This is SRN News. A Texas man is charged with killing an unborn baby.
Justin Banta is accused of slipping abortion pills into his girlfriend's drink after asking her to have an abortion and she refused. The child later died when the woman suffered a miscarriage. Banta is charged with capital murder. Pro-life activists have been warning of the danger presented when abortion pills become widely available, as they are now thanks to efforts by former President Biden and other Democrats. Women won't be the only ones using them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from limiting passport gender markers for many transgender and so-called non-binary people. This means such people who are without a passport or need to apply for a new one can request a male, female, or X identification marker. In an executive order signed in January, the president limited gender identification in federal documents to male or female only. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks retreated in Europe and Asia as worries persist about the conflict in the Middle East. Oil prices rose and U.S. futures declined. In Tokyo, shares in Japan's Nippon Steel jumped 2.3% after it announced the completion of its $15 billion acquisition of U.S. Steel. The Bank of England has kept its main interest rate at a two-year low of 4.25%. As fears grow that the conflict between Israel and Iran will escalate, the decision by the bank's nine-member Monetary Policy Committee was widely anticipated. With UK inflation at 3.4%, policymakers were mindful of how the conflict in the Middle East will have an impact on oil prices. Wall Street closed today in celebration of the Juneteenth holiday. The markets will reopen on Friday morning. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.